Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him. So I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die. Never been one to hide out. He comes on damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Godfather of Boxing Promoters on tape to the Godfather of Boxing Promoters live, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the great Don King. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Pedro. And as usual, your tenacity is unparalleled.
Well, you're the man.
That's why I'm here with Pedro today. The same thing I said yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. How's life treating you?
It's great. I woke up this morning.
Yeah, I guess that's the way we all feel. Talk to me about Severn, the heavyweight you've got going against Arioli, Bermaine.
I think it's going to be a great fight for the people of America, especially because it's the first time that the heavyweight title is coming back home to America in some 10 or 12 years, when the Klitschko's had the title and they only fought in Europe or Germany, you know, as a part of Europe. So I think it's an opportunity here for Pedro, for Stavern to come back and try to repeat the performance that he did in Los Angeles here in winning the elimination to fight Vitaly Klitschko. Now he's got to fight the same guy again, only this guy will not be the same guy. That's Chris Arioli, because he's going to be on this game the best he can. But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town. So that means that Bermaine will be crowned the heavyweight champion of the world, which will then revolutionize the sport of boxing, bringing boxing back to the people.
You know, I'm not going to blow smoke up your skirt, but boxing was better when you were on top. When you were the king, boxing was cool. I mean, it was exciting. People talked about it. Nowadays, it's ho-hum.
It's the people. It's not me. It's the people. I promote the people. I'm a promoter of the people, by the people, and for the people. And my magic lies in my people ties. I love the people of the great country of America, every race, color, creed, and religion. We boast the self-evident truth, but we live and practice the self-evident lie. So we got to be able to rise up to meet that creed, one land, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we have to be able to get those cosmic, majestic words of Jefferson. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and women too. That's the most important thing, because half the population has been left out. The woman is as good or as better than anyone else, because from her loins spring nation time. We wouldn't be here. So therefore, I'm fighting for women's rights and rights for people of color, along with every fight that I do, as I've always done, to fight for peace. And with my great guy, Muhammad Ali, every head must bow, every knee must bend, every tongue must confess. Thou art the greatest of all times. And he coined the phrase, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Your hands can hit what your eyes can't see.
24 years this month since Chavez and Taylor, Meldrick Taylor, and of course, and Julio Cesar Chavez won. Don, can you believe it? It's been 24 years?
It is unbelievable. But look, it's 40 years for the anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
Of the heavyweight rumble in the jungle with George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. 24 years of Julio Chavez, one of the greatest fighters ever. And it's 39 years of the Thriller in Manila. I talked to Imelda Marcos about 3 weeks ago, and she is doing very well, and we're going to go to the Philippines for a fundraiser for those who are the victims of that act of God, that storm that they had back there. But she was telling me that the president, which she was referring to as her late husband, of Ferdinand Marcos, you know, was said that the Thriller in Manila put Manila on the map. And he always was appreciative and ever grateful, you know, for the Thriller in Manila with Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. So this is a historic year, and on all occasions, for the big and the small. But as the heavyweights go, so goes boxing, and we're bringing it back to the people. And I'm going to have Jonathan Stewart. I'm going to call him because I want him to be on color, as you know, in Los Angeles at the University of Southern California. The fight will take place in the center, the Galen Center. But I wanted him to know that I was going to bring Stevie Wonder in for color, And, you know, and Pedro and John, chapter 9, 25, he say, I do not know whether he was a sinner or not, but I do know yesterday I was blind, but today I see. So, I mean, it's a different thing that's going on when you work with the people. I love the people. And the people are the most important, and that's who's been neglected by putting on matches that are inferior, the substandard, not caring about the people, just trying to grab money and run. It doesn't work that way with me. Give the people what they want, and they'll give you those cosmic words in response. When is the next one?
Okay. Is Floyd Mayweather taking advantage of his position? I mean, is he delivering, you think, for that kind of money?
Who is that?
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Floyd Mayweather is the best boxer in the world today, pound for pound. He's a tremendous fighter, and he's, you know, he has to get that pulse of the people. You know what I mean? The pulse of the people he lacks. He doesn't have that. And this is what should be cultivated, motivated, inspired, and instilled in him. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to seeing Floyd Mayweather and hopefully, you know, smooth out things that stumbling blocks that's in the road that impedes his progress upward mobility and elevation. But as being a boxer is concerned, he's a terrific, terrific boxer. And I leave it at that because I'm looking forward for bringing the sport of boxing back to the people, giving the people something that they can vicariously take their pleasure of their lives, because boxing is the closest sport to life than any other sport in the world. You get knocked down, you get back up, you dust yourself off, get back into the game. All right, you got to understand your problems. You got problems that's right before you. You cannot procrastinate. You cannot put them behind you or put them aside. You got to be able to deal with them extemporaneously right then at problem. If you run out of gas, there's no gas station in sight. If you have to deal with life as life deals you the cards, you got to play the cards you deal, and you have to know when to hold and when to fold.
Don King, the world's greatest promoter on the line, folks, from his lair. We'll just put it his lair in somewhere in the United States. Don, here's an email. A curious email came in here. Don, what do you think of the Affordable Care Act?
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care. Doesn't matter what you name it, or how you name it, when you name it, where you name it, it is for us. We are our brother's keeper, whether you want to be or not. So you've got the politicians playing the word game, the deceitful manipulation of language. This is how they've been able to control and to create a way of life which they have established in the slavery days and that still exists today of making wrong right and right wrong. And so they've been able to do this, and they've been able to associate the woman with the slave because they both have been considered property, chattel. So we're not able to be deal with this here. And all of their political statements and things at the time, they were putting women in that inferior position, putting women where they could not respond and would not allow them to vote. And the fallacy of all of this is, after all of these different things that they were doing as time and evolution passes, they gave the slave, this heathen, this savage, this person that is subhuman, this all of these things that were used to justify the egregious abomination, they gave him the right to vote before they gave the woman the right to vote. And that was the white woman at that time, because if the slaves were black women and black men, black babies, black grandmothers, black grandfathers, so that was just what it is. They added color to the connotation to make it happen. And so the women been manipulated to be an advocate of their own immolation, their own destruction. And so the women is now fighting, would you believe, in this day, they're still arguing in Congress about whether a woman should get equal wages for the same time, for the same job, if not better doing it than the man. They got to be arguing about whether they can get paid the same amount that he can get. I mean, it's so ridiculous, you know what I mean? That it is an affront that is so flagrant and blatant that all of the things that we have done in this great nation, and we have done many, it is one of the most lasting evils that we have. We must eradicate that way of life and put, that means attitudes, you know what I mean? And you know you got to have those things going all the time. So in boxing, you can bring it 2-4. It's man to man. You can't no call timeout, like I said. You can't send in a substitute. You got to deal with the problem yourself. So you have to look in the mirror, as Michael Jackson would say. You got to be able to say, who is it? To thine own self be true. That's what Shakespeare would say. So now I'm saying it because women are the most important thing we have on earth, and we should be able to deal with that. And yet we can deal with all these other problems, but we can't deal with that woman problem. All we consider her is an instrument of pleasure and subservience. That don't work. I mean, they've got intelligence, they've got brains, they can contribute, they have a sensitivity. Everything that a man can do with the rights that he said he holds self-evident, a woman can too. And so in boxing, we can be able to demonstrate that with Christy Martin. And now you got a young lady coming up right out of Las Vegas, Layla McCarter. I mean, so you got opportunity to let the women do what they want. Let them make the choice. Don't be judge not yet. You be judged. You can't say I know better for you than you know for yourself. You don't even have the right to be able to describe or do whatever you have to do for your own self, your own self-containment. And when you're talking about affordable health plans, well, if the woman want to choose that, she can't choose it. We got to choose for her. You know what I mean? Whatever's going to happen in her body, we got to tell her what it is. We got to pray God. God give you the right of choice, but now man, mortal, has now usurped God to take his word, his ability to give you choice, to take the choice away from you because we know better now than what God knows. I mean, it's really ridiculous, but nevertheless, that's the fact that we live with. You know what I mean? So we got a great heavyweight championship fight coming up into this university, and this university is nothing on earth more beautiful because it is an oasis of the light. People to learn, people that hate ignorance, they get there, and then you can demonstrate what education can be, and then you can try to make other people see that we're blind. You know, I don't know whether he's a sinner or not, but I do know I was blind, but now I see. That university fits right into that catch in education, education, and re-education. And Maysville said that many years ago, and I joined Maysville in saying, fighting that ignorance, hating ignorance, and making other people be able to see, you know what I mean, about the university and the beauty of the university, not the buildings and the towers and all that, but the education of learning, enlightenment, understanding, wisdom. The prize fighter has to do the same thing to be able to take his opponent and do what he has to do. No one demonstrated that more than Muhammad Ali, you know what I mean? That's the man. He's the guy that stood up for the people and the Supreme Court of the United States vindicated him, and now we are back bringing that same type of glory, a return to glory, back on ESPN. That's really he's the giant in sports, but now they're coming back to capture the heavyweight, the most coveted crown in sports, the heavyweight champion of the world. So we're going to have a great time, Pedro, and you're hearing it right now live on Pedro's radio show. So reach out and touch someone. Tune in. You know what I mean? Don't turn out. Tune in so you can be a part of this evolutionary growth and development, bringing the heavyweight title back to America. May that old flag of ours, may she ever wave. Oh, glory. A return to glory to fight for peace. And with what we're going to do. And I'm just so happy that Pedro had me on, even though I wasn't prepared to do this. And I didn't have the anxiety. I was in suffering from frustration. But when Pedro called, I said, how do you spell relief? P-E-D-R-O. Pedro, so I had to be able to come and be with his fans to say, tune into this fight and see the heavyweight champion. And if Bermain Sylvain walks away with the crown, which I predict that he will, then we will see a revolutionary change in the sport of boxing because we're giving it back to the people who ultimately it deserves is the people. Boxing going back to the people, the glory, the excitement, everything that's encountered to be able to deal with life, the heavyweight champion will be your champion, which you can vicariously use for yourself when you're looking in the mirror.
The great Don King, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Don. Godfather, have a good day.
Thank you so much, Pedro. God bless America. God bless our President Obama. And God bless the people. That's what counts. And get them some medical care, whatever you call it. Get them some medical care because we are one of the greatest nations in the world. And we're behind all the other big nations by not taking care of our poor underprivileged, downtrodden, and denied. Black and white alike, we need health care. Let's get it, and let's not be manipulated and exploited, you know what I mean, to selfish means and selfish designs. Let us work for the betterment of mankind, for humanity. You heard it right here with Pedro. Thank you.
Don King, ladies and gentlemen, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.